And we're back for the final episode of Love is Blind, the finale. I do want to say this real quick because I was just checking my Facebook while I was waiting to begin this, while you were gone. And there was a girl that is trying to sell some sunscreen that she bought out of, like, she bought sunscreen and she's selling it for $15 used because she didn't like it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I thought it was weird myself.
Even though it's just not really that big of a deal, but it's still disgusting.
Let's just put it away.
Yeah, throw it away.
Put it away, throw it away.
Sunscreen is not that expensive to resell.
But as we know, on Love is Blind, people are wild. And they're wild in the real world, and they're also wild
in the worst ways.
On Love is Blind. Okay. So, starting from the top, let's go through it one by one, okay? Piece by piece.
Let's do it.
Nick and Vanessa. Ick. Their beginning is so gross. And it's also everything I wanted it to be. Gross. Him in there. And he said he's going to boink her. Boink. He said boink.
He did say boink.
What'd you think about that?
Maybe.
Are you into that?
I'm not. But it's.
You're not. Are you not into that word? Are you not?
No, I'm not into that word, and I'm not into them acting like idiots and going through the doors and stuff like that. Just
it was gross.
Show Icky, up, sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
Because we didn't get any more behind-the-scenes stuff. We didn't care to see these extra people there.
And he was like, are you...
Just talk about what happened this
are
season.
Are you in your sequin dress? Because I want to boink you.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
Be an adult. This is disgusting.
Just shut up and sing, Nick. Come on. Bring back 98 degrees. Let's go.
Yes, yes.
That's all we want.
Okay. And then they went to Amy and John. Johnny, I guess. Still together. There's really nothing much to say because they're nerdy and I'm not interested. He's not for me. I like her. Fine.
Well, they just touched on him real quick.
Because there's nothing to say. When there's no drama, there's nothing to talk about.
They come back to him later. But I mean, that was a real quick, like, hey, you guys are there. And I guess they had to because they're the only ones that got actually married and went through the whole process.
So. And I love their love. That's all good and gravy. But
they seem happy.
Yes, they do.
Nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
And happy.
It was too much for me. I can't do it. But they did say that nine couples, were still married. From all the seasons.
Six seasons?
Yeah,
that's not very much.
Well,
love's not blind.
Maybe not, but maybe that's a good number considering, you know? I don't know. Considering what's going down in this whole thing.
Well.
Maybe that's okay.
Right, because some of these people aren't having a connection with each other at all. So the ones that do, and actually flesh it out and end up married.
Yeah.
Maybe something, so.
You know, I thought that Jimmy and Chelsea were going to be, like, my number one to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeremy and Sarah were, I think, topped it. Just because there was so much drama on the finale with them. Like, you could sense the anger. You could sense the tension.
Right.
You could sense all the things and the eye rolls. And the, like, it was a little bit more wild.
And
you know?
They did focus on them a lot.
Yeah.
And it was almost like, hey... This thing is like 137 minutes long, or an hour and 37 minutes long. And we've got to sit and talk about Jeremy.
Yeah.
And
also,
his ladies.
He looked terrible.
For 30 minutes?
I thought he looked terrible.
He
was
tan.
Pale.
If you're gonna wear a
he
white
was
suit,
so
you gotta
pale.
Be tan. You gotta be tan.
His haircut sucked.
Mm-hmm.
He came in just nerdier, if possible, than he... We all knew and saw originally.
Right.
I thought he was nerdier. You can't be a nerd and be angry. You got to, like, come in there, like, with some funny, like, you got to be something else. You can't be rude and nerdy.
I'm still surprised that he and Laura matched coming out of the things because she's real kind of sharp, and if he's that nerdy kind of sharp, too. It's like, I don't know if they just thought, hey, we're the same
but
in
they've
that
always
way.
They were always, like, argumentative and, like, tit-for-tat kind of situations.
And they were never really vulnerable with each other. No. And so I was like...
I never felt like they were lovey-dovey at all.
And although it all went down weird and everything is how it happened, good for Sarah and Jeremy that they found each other because they do seem... On and off and happy, I guess. I don't know, but...
Yeah, so that was the other thing is... Okay, so Laura comes out on Zoom. Jeremy talks about Well, he did talk about, I mean, I'm glad they touched on this stuff, the little things that we were seeing, like, online or on TikToks about, like, Jeremy being with that, like, engaged with that girl.
Right.
During, before, like, you got to talk about that stuff. He's still claiming they were donezo, like, and he was honest. And both girls did say that he was honest and said, yes, I was engaged before coming on here, yada, yada, yada. So that was one thing that they didn't feel like he was lying about, at right, least, like, you know. And I think they would have said that. Right. So that was kind of interesting. But Laura's still like, you're a piece of crap, blah, blah, blah. She was annoyed, rolling her eyes the whole time. And Sarah's coming in hot, trying to defend herself, and none of the girls were like having it.
Yeah.
And none of the guys wanted to touch anything to do with Jeremy, which I thought was very telling.
Well, I think the guys weren't really sticking it for Jeremy because they'd get in trouble with Laser with, and because he spells his name weird. Parents should never do that. It's never fun for anybody to have to explain how their name is spelled.
No, spelled, ruined his life.
It the normal
it
way. Ruined his life. I mean, there's an extra, there's an A in there, and there's, it's just Jeremy. It's just not.
It's making him act weird.
Look what happened to him.
Look what happened to his life. Yeah.
But the whole thing is like, you're not a girl's girl. You know, you weren't this and stuff. These girls act like they were best friends for life, and you turned your back on me. They're all trying to find their significant other. So, you know, hey.
Are you sticking up for Sarah? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying that they're acting like you're not one of the girls. You betrayed one of the girls or stuff like that. I'm like, if I would betray one of my dudes for my wife, I mean, so it's, I mean, so if I would do it now, why would I not do it then?
Okay, so flip it.
But
if a dude was messaging me like, hey, if it doesn't work out between you and Matt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you would be like, that's just the way the dice rolls.
Well, no. If it works, it wasn't meant to be, right? So
you would be like, that's the way it goes.
It wouldn't be fun, but it would be like, hey, what do you think about that?
I wouldn't be that like, way.
I'm out. Peace. I got a better offer. So, you know, it's one of those weird situations that everybody can pretend to be loyal to each other, but these people, they didn't owe any loyalty to each other because they've known each other for like a week. So
I wouldn't like it.
It's not fun. It sucks, but it is what it is, I think. So
I'd still especially try to fight and get beat up in the front lawn or whatever, but I wouldn't like it.
We were friends. We met Tuesday.
Yeah, I wouldn't like it at all.
And you betrayed
I'm upset with you for even saying that.
No, I just think it's weird that they're trying to make it like we were friends. Like, y'all knew each other for 3 days.
Jeremy's location, Laura rolls her eyes. He didn't feel he intentionally lied. Laura doesn't feel he would have been honest about it if she wouldn't have seen his location. Like, she doesn't feel like he would have ever said, yeah, I met up with Sarah Ann if she hadn't been like, I've seen your location. I know you were there. I know the deal. Like, yeah. He was like, you know, whatever about it.
Yeah, that was weird. You couldn't tell if, like...
But they had conflicting stories. Right. Jeremy and her had conflicting stories of what went down.
You didn't, blah, blah, yeah. So you can never know.
Yeah. But he was pissed. Like, he was visibly pissed at her.
Yeah. And
but I think that's probably how he walks around in life. Like, he looks like the kind of dude that, like, walks around trying to be like, I'm right about everything. And I'm a nerd.
And
I'm pale. And I'm wearing this white suit. And it's
I'd be mad about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
He's not the worst dressed guy on the show, though.
Who was the worst?
Kenneth. That bow tie was terrible. That bow tie was terrible, and it wasn't even a real bow tie that you tie yourself. It was just some.
See, I never noticed anything else that's happening with Ken because his hair and the worst way to wear your hair is happening with him that I can see nothing else. Like, I can't tell you one other thing about him that I'm like, this is how you chose.
Right.
This was the chosen hair do. And that's wild to me. Moving on. Okay, all the guys were oop. Girls were rooting for, obviously, you know, they were rooting for Laura the whole time. They were Team Laura.
They were.
Sarah Ann came in hot. She was also very, very, like.
Well, everyone knows she can talk.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's she came like, in.
Okay, but this is very telling. The fact that they came out and were like, you know, Chelsea's like, hey, you guys are broken up and getting back together all the time. Mm-hmm. That's not a good sign. You know what I mean? Like, these people already look like lunatics. Getting together, her messaging Jeremy, knowing that he's in a relationship, knowing that he's engaged and all this. It all is very, very, very messy. Too messy. Uh-huh. And then now you're getting together, breaking up, back and forth, and that whole thing. This is not going to work.
Oh, it's
not going to work.
It's the same way with any people that get together
and break up all the time.
While they were with someone else. You know what I mean? Okay, so they go back and forth, and it's the same situation.
It's just too messy. It's not going to work.
It's just starting off on a bad foot. So
yeah. But I liked the never before seen footage between Laura and Sarah because explained a little bit, and they obviously had a combo. Sarah was trying to admit to being like heartbroken and sending that message and apologizes, which we didn't know and hadn't seen, obviously. Yeah.
So she was,
but she, as Laura a bad girl says, for so long. Jeremy is a clown robot. And I loved it. I wanted more of that, but
that's close.
She warned Sarah about him, and obviously Sarah was like, nah, he's the man for me. But they did state that Jeremy was worried about his image and that he didn't want to look worse than Jimmy. So that goes to our next thing is like,
well,
Jeremy said, at least I can sleep tonight knowing Jimmy is the villain. And Jimmy was pissed about that.
Well, Jimmy needs to grow a pair because that would be hilarious. I could see a guy being down like, man, none of the girls like me in these pods. I'm having a bad time. None of the dates are going well for me. And now these guys don't know each other that well. Again. So there's none of that. But a real friend would say, that's because you're ugly. And it would be hilarious. It'd be funny. And everybody would go on. But so to say something like that, like, well, I'm going to bed because I'm not the villain you are. It'd be like, yeah, F you, dude. You know, but you would go on. You would laugh about it because that's how guys talk to each other. But Jimmy being like, it hurt my feelings. When you said
yeah,
that,
Jimmy's something else.
Like, he's a mama's boy.
Yeah, 100%. He's something else for sure.
He's soft. He's very soft.
Yeah. But I thought it was telling that of how Jeremy is, though. I did feel like that. Even if Jimmy, like, needs to grow up and figure it out, Jeremy just sucks so bad.
Yeah.
He's
such a nerd.
Yeah.
In a different way from, what's his name with the hair? Johnny.
Different
kind of nerdy, but.
AD throws shade at Sarah, which we saw a little bit even on the show. But then, you know, she didn't like that she was continuing to pursue Jeremy, like, even in the DMs. And I agree. Like, this is inappropriate. And that's fine if you want to throw your, like, everything out there and be like, hey, I really like this dude and I'm feeling it. And if they don't work out, fine. You got to be able to e-crow on the show then. Like, if you're willing to put it out there, then that is you. And that's, you got to be like, okay, I did that. And that's, I wanted Jeremy so badly. Like, I couldn't stand to lose that guy. I was never going to find anything better. And I was going to shoot my shot, you know? Yeah. Then own it. And no one's oppressed and no one is fighting you for him. Promise.
If Jeremy and Laura, would have been a little more vulnerable with each other, it may have worked out. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it seemed very kind of stiff.
I still think Jeremy and Sarah are just a drama fest and they're not going to work out personally.
Now that the show's over, probably not.
But Nick and Vanessa seem so agitated with Sarah about exposing that they were together online, which we talked about. Like, well, Sarah was like posting. Yeah, so. I kind of was thinking that too.
Been throwing shade. Hey, guess what? We're about to take a lot of money back from you. Charge you a lot of money.
Yeah, because they have to sign all that stuff saying that, and that was kind of interesting to me too.
I didn't know people online were detectives. Welcome to the internet, nerd.
Yeah,
you know, this is your first day.
She's an idiot. I don't know. So Trevor came out. That was so interesting and not what I expected.
No.
Because everyone was loving him so much. And he really did.
He came out
worse than ever and did not handle this well. He did not handle this well.
So he came out well. He had something prepared, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
He looked healthier than he had on the show. He looked good. He's ready to tell something. They're like, hey, homeboy, you lied. Here's this video of you lying. What do you guys say about it?
Yes.
And the silence was the most uncomfortable thing of all time. I almost fast forwarded to the show through it.
It was humiliating. I was humiliated. Like, I was embarrassed sitting there. And him being like, can I just go? And like, he didn't want to deal with it. He didn't want to face it. What are you doing here, sir?
But at the end, Nick was like, yeah, you wanted to go, so just go. And I was like, ooh,
oh, my gosh.
Mr. Lachey getting snippy. I like it.
But that's so wild that everyone could be rooting for him so much and being like, yeah, you're this great guy, this whatever. And then all this comes out and he won't even face the music. Well, that was very wild to me.
I feel that Trevor, and I don't know, but this is my guess.
Trevor, he looked foolish to
Trevor
me.
Trevor hedged his bet. He was going, hey, I'm going to this thing, see what happens. Hey, but I like you, girl, from back home, wherever you, whoever you are, and I want to keep you just around just in case. But I'm going to do this thing, but just in case it doesn't work out, I'm going to touch base with you when I get
back.
But
do you not think that in and of itself is pretty crap?
Yeah, and you know, he admitted it was a toxic relationship and bad, and so you would have to be that, right?
Yeah.
So, and then he goes and does, as soon as he gets it done, he's like, it didn't work out. He is doesn't want to be alone, so he's hitting this girl up immediately and saying whatever the nicest things, like, I want to get married, I love you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I think he hedged his bet. He went and did this thing, it didn't turn out, so automatically he's going back to something he knows. And he's not alone now. He's still got somebody, so good for good, bad, or good, better, or worse. So
it's gross. It didn't work out. No, it was. And it's sickening.
Like I said, he really stepped in it. So it's,
man. And I'm so shocked because I feel like he should be getting so much more crap, and now he will because this is out completely. And how he's responded on the show, because he could have came out and saved himself. Like, I feel like a lot of these people could come out and be like, look, this was crappy, I own it, whatever, and you can move on from it. But when you sit there and act like that, then we're like, ew, icky, ew, you're gross. And you can't do that. So the cat just was like, ooh, when I did that.
He didn't like that.
Yeah, he didn't like that at all either. He doesn't like Trevor at all. But they excused him, and that was very embarrassing. But I thought Chelsea was classy about it, honestly.
No, she did.
I thought she was like, hey, that's fine, but like, it didn't. Yeah, it wasn't good. Like,
just kidding.
AD and Clay. AD was closing her eyes. But she didn't whisper. I didn't hear that anyway. So that was nice. But she did bah like a sheep. And that was embarrassing. But Clay felt like he was a D and disrespected her and her family, which I think we all can agree a bit. Clay knows that he gets in his own way. We can all see that. He felt he made a mistake. AD is the love of his life. But AD wasn't down with it. No, so she shows on there.
Well, then she acts like it. Then all of a sudden,
but we've seen clips of them together.
He's interested.
I don't know.
Yeah, so she's like, okay, you know.
Yeah, and it's definitely mixed.
It's very a toxic relationship. I don't think that Clay had any interest in being with her or going through that experiment and ending up with someone. He still got a lot of drama to deal with from his childhood. I mean, he talked about he had a good relationship with his dad, but we saw the video of him talking with his dad.
There's clearly issues.
He was like, yeah. No one talks to their dad like that. Who knows their dad?
Well, he said he felt he was diagnosed on camera for being a red flag and with daddy issues.
Yes.
And that's correct.
Yeah.
That's 100% correct. You got it right. You're very self-aware in that moment. Well, yep.
Well, he talked about the problems with his dad, like him going with his dad to cheat on his mom. And, but watch them, the two talk. It's just like, yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's just like, that's
it was
not how
sad.
You talk to
he was a child. It looked like a child trying to
scared
appease
to death of
their
dad.
Yes. Yeah, it was very sad.
He was, really
it was
seeking,
very, very
still
sad.
Seeking approval.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because getting married is not going to really get the approval from his dad because his dad was, you know,
yeah. There was
stepping
a
on
lot
his mom.
There.
So
yeah.
it's,
and AD didn't want to be Clay's mom in their story together. And that was very, like,
well, that was
kind of
mean because she was.
No, but that's true. I don't want to be your mom. I don't want to be your. I don't want you to treat me like your dad treated your mom and be that
so you,
for us.
I didn't see it that way, like, be Clay's mom, but be turn out like Clay's mom. That's what I took it as.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And because She kind of had her stuff together, but then she was kind of okay with, like...
She seems back and forth.
Yes.
She says one thing, that's but then it's like, ooey gooey, and then goes another, and I'm like, so are you or not? And we've seen on TikTok that she's in the background of some of those videos that he's with his family, so it's mixed for sure.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he's getting a little, you know, on the side, and they're like... I almost feel like they are friends with benefits and she's doing this whole charade, but like has feelings for him, but like saying she's not into him. But like there's something mixed up here.
It wouldn't surprise me, and they're not going to admit it now because she was giving a lot of crap to Amy and Johnny about not hooking up before they get married. She's like, you got to test drive that car, ha ha. And then Amy and Johnny end up getting married and she doesn't, so...
Yeah.
It's kind of eating a lot of crow there.
There's so some like, things. Oh,
did you enjoy that? Yeah, now you're not married. Not saying that's how it always goes, but if you're going to talk trash someone for making a personal choice about how they want to pursue the relationship, I think you have to deal with the consequences. So,
Well, on that note, we're all so excited that Johnny figured out what condoms were so that him and Amy could be together.
They're the nerdiest couple. Yeah. Good for them. They're happy. They're nerdy. But it's I mean.
Moving on. I just have nothing to say. It's just not interesting.
It's not fun.
Jimmy and Chelsea. Jimmy had feelings about Chelsea sharing his secret with the world, which we all kind of saw, obviously.
That was a bad thing to do.
Yada, yada. But and it was about him having sex with one of his friends that was on the show. And he felt Chelsea needed to know, which obviously she needed to know that information, and he's correct about that, about sharing that with her, like being like, hey, this is one of my close friends, we've slept together, whatever, and she needed to know that 100%.
Here's the deal. If I'm Jimmy and I'm introducing my... I get to pick two friends to introduce to my
future fiancé.
It ain't gonna be one of the people hooked up with. So, stupid move all the way through. First of all, you bring your girlfriends. It's a red flag or orange flag, at least already. But then you're going to bring a girl you hooked up with? Bring your guy friend.
It's a disaster.
If you don't have a guy friend, Jimmy, call me up. I'll come sit there and tell her how great you are. And it'll be awesome. I mean, but don't.
Which we still have no explanation why he had no dudes there. But anyways.
He claims to have dude friends and he's in a fraternity. So he probably does. But he just, I don't know. He's a little bit of a mama's boy. And guys probably hurt his feelings.
Well, Chelsea felt bad and apologized about exposing that on camera, but like she said, in which I could only imagine, you forget the camera's there, you're going through it, you guys are fighting, it comes out, like it is what it is.
When you get dirty, don't do crap, martini drunk, things happen, all right?
But listen, don't do things that you aren't going to be embarrassed of. They're going to come out, and when you're on a TV show, they're coming out.
Right.
You can hide it all day long, but it's coming out. When you're, he was walking the line, bringing that girl on the show, telling everybody about it. Like, you walked the line, and you're wondering why you fell off the line. It just doesn't make sense.
I applaud him for telling her everything like that. But then again, homie, don't bring her on the show. You know? Save that for another time. I know you're fast-paced because you're engaged in a couple weeks, then you're getting married in a couple weeks. But if you're going to tell her the truth, I agree. Do that. But don't introduce her to her. And like, remember my friend you met? You had the bar? Yeah, did you like her? Yeah, she's great. Yeah,
poked her.
We hooked up one time. You would too, right? She's really cool, huh? So it's
my gosh, it's so humiliating. So she was having trouble with it, obviously.
Yeah.
Came out. She felt terrible about it, apologized. That was clear. But the interesting thing about it, which I've been telling you from the beginning with Jimmy, is he said that was a defining moment in their relationship, her exposing it on camera. He was like, oh my gosh. And he's been so about how you make me feel. And if you don't cater to my feelings 100% of the time, then that's going to change the way I feel about you. And that's so weird coming from a dude.
He's a big mama's boy.
It is so weird.
Everything is leaned that way. I liked it, who Jimmy was, but it's just like you see that stuff and you're like, dude, come on.
It was grody to me.
Be a little
like
bit of a...
Like, I feel
is
like...
Is there a man in there somewhere?
Come I feel on. Like Jimmy, like, would be a nice friend, which is probably why he has girlfriends. But that dude is not going to change my tire. He's not going to take care of me. He's not going to beat up a guy in the alley. Like, he's not going to be the one that is going to help me through life.
No, he's going to be there to dump on you and give you
emotional
gossip that you don't get. Yeah. You'd be like, emotional. Oh my gosh, tell us all like, things that he can't work
through. And you're there to, and I think he needs the girl to help him work through his emotional stuff, which is fine.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work for a lot of women.
No,
right?
He's got some work to do.
Well,
his dad looked like a manly guy. I could help him, but, you know, I don't know. He's got too many sisters.
Okay. Jessica and Jimmy, that was a whole weird interaction. I don't want to go too much into it because we could go on forever. But, like, them going back and forth of, like, what was what in front of Chelsea, but then her and Chelsea being best buddies. Like, that whole thing was really odd to me. They still hadn't got over a lot of things.
Yeah.
They were, it was just like, oh my God, stop. Like, well, just stop.
I don't think that Jessica's very sound in mind. I think she's a little crazy.
Maybe.
And then Jimmy's how he is too. So it was just like the worst kind of combo of people. Again, I don't know how they went through the whole process and ended up, you know, almost matching with each other, but it's just, but then he tried to say it was only 10 minutes long.
Yes. And it was 2 hours and 13 least, minutes.
Yeah.
That's what they insane. Documented it as it like, their bro, final like bro. Thing. And he's like, it just went by. And it was like, no. And then when they aired at least clippets of that 2 hours and 13 minutes that mm-hmm. it ended up being, you could see it in their face. They were so drained. There's nothing left. They had talked it to death.
And I always thought, okay, they took a break. He's going to come back and it's going to be like a couple minutes. It was 15 minutes before they cut it. So he said, I'll give you 45. But still, it wasn't close. The whole time, it was what it was. So
yeah.
Not that that really matters, but.
But his teeth are straight, so.
That's important.
They did touch on the Megan Fox for like 1 millisecond. Chelsea regrets saying it. But she's proud of herself. For, you know, taking it all with grace about social media, like hammering her, which mm-hmm. true, but you don't look like Megan Fox. None of y'all look like anybody. Get over it. That's a weird, like, if you're going to make comparisons like that, you got to be real freaking close and you got to at least be able to match it or better looking because otherwise you're setting yourself up to failure.
Right.
Like, if I go in there and I'm like, I look like whatever supermodel, and then you see me and you're like, that's not true, but you didn't need to look like that anyway for me to be attracted to you, but you said that, so it's weird.
Went on a show called Love is Blind. It's not about looks.
She knew what she was doing.
I still think she was like, you never bring it up. You don't bring it up at all.
Mm-mm.
You should never bring it up unless you want to kind of like hedge your bet a little bit or give yourself more of an advantage to the other person. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Maybe that's what made him pick her over Jessica.
And it didn't work out, though.
And no, it did not. So, yeah. Oops.
Do Kwame's voice.
Kwame's voice? No. it's a little bit like Kermit the Frog, you know? He just...
I hate them so bad.
No.
They don't make sense to me. They don't anything. But anyways, that's just a side note.
No, she looks... Chelsea... It looks crazy, and she's always looked like insane,
like mean, like just she's abusing him.
Left a dish out, and she's you're waking up with a knife in your throat. It's like, did you leave that dish out?
Well, okay, yeah, so even when she's like, right we've been now, married for 2 years, and it's like, and she's like, it feels like forever, like or whatever she said. I was like, oh going, god, this is no. terrible. Help. They're terrible.
So.
Okay, Kenneth and Brittany. Let's talk about that for real quick.
Ken's bow tie was trash. We already talked about that. Yeah. But that looked gross.
He was
tie your own bow tie, guys.
Dick and strong to why he was on that phone. Still made no sense.
Yeah.
0 cents. I'm a principal, and I got to talk to my parents and my kids. Barf. That's a lie, and that makes 0 sense.
He's not going to do any better than Brittany, and he's probably into dudes.
We've discussed this.
He likes
no shade, and, but
yeah, if you, I, it's cool.
You're not into women.
Just move something's on up and quit pretending.
Yeah,
just
something's up, something's off.
Quit wasting Brittany's time.
I loved. Well, he they're best buds, and that's great. That's at least a good thing for her, is that they can like kind of be friends, and it's not going to be this like hole in her heart kind of thing like we wouldn't want. But I loved that people are accusing of him playing Candy Crush because it's so douchey. And if you play Candy Crush, sorry, dude, it is the way it is. You look douchey playing Candy Crush, meeting all your levels, exceeding, paying for coins or whatever you're doing.
Hold on.
It's grody toady.
I have played Candy Crush for my life.
And it's also grody.
But I've never paid for it. Who's paying for free games? But I don't. I'm not doing it now, of course.
But would you be doing it talking to someone? Would you? I mean, sure. Like people do lots of extracurricular things.
There are TV cameras in the room for a show that you're on, and you're going to be on your phone.
Yeah, he said that people deal with things differently.
Of course they do, and most people don't play on their phone when the TV camera shows
wild
on. So
he made himself look worse than ever. He's thought terrible. Personally. Anyways, right. Okay, but just as a side note, Colleen and Matt, you remember them from whatever season before she was the ballerina, and that whole issue. I would not have thought they would have made it to this point, because they seemed very toxic and problems, and he seemed like a lunatic, and she was
a ballerina.
There was some things, and I am shocked. But anyway, they have moved in together.
Yeah.
So
BFD.
Whatever.
No, they're not married or anything yet, so we'll see.
Okay, and last two tidbits that I want to take away from this. Matthew didn't want to be on the show.
Come on. That's my favorite character on this whole show. Superman.
Mr. Matthew.
Serial killer, whoever it was.
He declined to be on the show.
Of course he did.
On the reunion.
I just want to know if he ever hooked or got in touch with the other girl. Apparently him and AD went on two dates.
Yes, they went on two dates.
Which, he went on one date to apologize and second date. And we know how she is, so hey, you never know.
Matthew even cooked her dinner, but it fizzled out. They weren't really like, they weren't just in.
That's what she said.
They lived two different lives, which he's sober. He doesn't want any alcohol around. He clearly had a lot of trouble with that. That's what he at least was claiming, that a lot of his weird behavior was about that.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't have been on that show. Shouldn't have been in that environment. And it's good. Let's be honest. That's going to take a certain type of person to live that lifestyle with you.
Yeah.
And that's great. And you will find that. But acting like a psychopath and then blaming everything on that is not going to be the way to do it.
Well, I mean, he didn't have many guy friends, because
I don't think any of this is true.
Everybody was kind of just like, they during the season they talked about, the guys are kind of like, oh, who, Matthew, that guy that doesn't,
as a weirdo,
guys? Yeah,
I think he had a lot of social anxiety, and I think he was very awkward to everyone in every space, and that's why things weren't working out.
He reminded me of a friend I have, I won't name, but I mean, he was a very cool guy, great guy, the most socially awkward person you ever meet in your life, and you're like, hey, don't do that. You know? It's like, what do you mean? It's like, everything
stop.
You're doing right now, stop.
Stop it.
Just relax. And they would try to relax, and they'd be sitting stiff, and you're like, relax. You know, they just can't do it. So it's sad.
But I thought it was pretty crap for him not to show up and to completely decline, because you need to go on there and save yourself. Like, if you're concerned with the way you're looking, and you're concerned with them cutting things a certain way, because that's what he was claiming online, was that things were cut a certain way that didn't truly show who he was. Come out and show it. Come out and say it. All these other people got on there and embarrassed themselves, you know, and put it out there to be like, hey, this happened or didn't happen, or I'm sorry or I'm not sorry, or whatever. Come out with it so that we can all see it for ourselves. But the fact that you declined it automatically, to me, checks that you can't deal with this. You don't want to show your face for a reason. And there was already this big cloud of, you're a liar because you're saying the same thing to two different girls.
Now,
could have come and clarified that alone.
Do we know anything about the other girl besides AD that he went to track down?
No. Or they didn't.
One of the denim romper, whatever?
No.
Yeah.
that you loved. They didn't express it on there anyway. They didn't go into detail about it, but maybe we will find out details of that. But I don't know.
You're following them all on social media. So
yeah, I'm following everything. But at the end, Micah and Izzy, which Izzy is not with his girlfriend. I don't remember her name, but she was awful as well.
She was.
They didn't make sense. Terrible. They didn't make sense together. Yeah. Just like Kwame and
Chelsea
don't make sense to me. Still, I almost feel like they're the same people. Almost like the girls are almost identical to me.
No,
in that sense. But anyways, they're obviously not together, but Mike and Izzy are on there. Micah was from previous episode and she kind of got a little bit of a bad rap because she made herself look bad. But if you watch Love is Blind, which you obviously do, then you already know the story with that, but they're going to be on The Perfect Match along with Jessica, which I like Jessica more on this, the way she showed herself and the way she was a friend to the girls that she was saying she was friends with. Like, I felt like she had their back and things like that, and I liked seeing that. We'll see them on Perfect Match, so hopefully we'll get some good info on now, that. We'll have to keep up with that.
We'll have to watch Perfect Match.
I know.
I don't know if you've seen anything about it.
I know.
And I don't know. Are they together? Are they just both going to the show?
I don't know. They were just sitting right beside each other,
they weren't that close. They weren't as close as Alexa and Brandon over there.
Micah,
you know,
she seems a little bit like she is going to be like hanging with the guys, if you know what I mean. Like,
The guy she
wanting
picked,
the attention.
And the guy she picked in the season she was on was real nerdy, too, so... We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so we will see. But that was a wild... what did you think about the season overall?
Well, now that we know that Chelsea works for Love is Blind. Yeah, so the cast that they put together, we can blame her for it if we don't like them. But I don't know, it was interesting. I thought it was... I don't know, it seemed like it was short. But then you look back and it's like...
A lot happened.
All these episodes, you're like, what? There's no way we watch so many episodes. Yeah. So,
are you sad it's over?
No, we'll find something else to watch. I mean, I'm not broken up about this. I mean, these people, these poor people.
I'm sad it's over.
Are you?
What are we gonna watch?
There will be another one. We'll have we've got
next year
the Perfect Match to watch.
I know. You know, we'll have to figure it out.
Or maybe. But. Nick and Vanessa will do another ultimatum or something like that.
I know. Well. Same. It's the same thing, you know?
Yeah, it's very, very similar, right?
Yeah. But we're into these shows. Listen, I want love. I love it all. But I also want to pick it apart. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I'm like, I'm seeing all the red flags. Seeing it from the outside, looking in, you see so many things.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you do in any other relationship that you're watching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you've been through it. Like, we're adults. We've been through many relationships, divorces, things like this. So you had that experience, and so you're watching it with that frame.
Well, we got a lot more perspective, you know? But these kids are so young, and things are so different now. But it's good. But it almost is good to see some things are still the same. Like, oh, that sucks for you, but yeah, that's good that that's still around because you need to experience that and grow from that. Because otherwise, it could be, you know. Something that's all online, you're like, you're not going to learn from that, you know.
I always do find it interesting to watch younger people, even if it's just like 5 or 10 years difference, and watching them navigate, and you're just like, it's almost laughable because it's like, you guys have no idea yet.
You've got to
figure this out. He's got to figure out how to talk to you. You got to figure out how to talk to him. And it's almost funny. Even though it's not funny to them always.
Sometimes it's sad because they won't even just open.
Yeah, sometimes
say
it's also that.
Just go
you're
talk
like,
to
why
them.
Are you
like,
doing
what do you mean?
This?
What do I do that?
Yes.
Just say words. It's easy.
Yeah.
What do I say? It doesn't matter. Talk. Start. Go. Do
well,
something.
It's clear to you watching it what they need to do, but they don't see it.
Yeah, they don't trust
in
us.
There.
I didn't trust the old people either when I was my age, so.
Were people telling you things that you were like, I'm not trusting
people
you?
People give me wisdom all the time. I was like, yeah, thanks.
Oh, I'm not trusting you,
I
sir.
I don't believe you, old man. Get out of here with your wise old hat. I don't trust you. You think you know everything, and that's part of life. So, Maybe one of these kids will listen to us one day and they'll...
Experience is the thing, though.
They'll take off and they'll be like, man, life's easy. But till that...
Life is not easy.
If they would listen to us, it would be so easy.
The love part would be.
Yeah. They'd be like, man, you were right. I'm like, yeah, I know. Tell me that now instead of like 20 years later.
Also, because we were a very, like, on a side note, we were in a different boat than a lot of people were in getting together.
Of course.
And so I think we have a good, like, perspective of, because we didn't just date young or meet after college or, like, just some, you know, typical situation. We had a very different dynamic, me having two babies and going through a divorce and all these things, and then us meeting and, like, it was such a bigger deal to me, compared to other things I see people go through. I'm like,
everything was more serious. It wasn't just like we couldn't just do anything on a whim. No. It's like everything was calculated and like if we're you serious really about this, we can take this step. Mm-hmm. If we're really committed to each other, we can do this, and we did, and it worked out.
But I still would have married you at like several months in.
Three months in?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
True.
It would have worked out, but looking back, it's easy to say, yeah, that would have worked out. It would have been great, but we didn't know yet, so, you know, I'm glad we waited until we did.
But you were like Clay, and I was AD, and I was like, I do it,
Clay,
but...
Clay said no. I was like, yeah, we're just going to wait and make sure that we can, you know, live together. You know, everything works out.
Live together? Like, we didn't live together before we were married or anything. What are you talking about? I mean,
that we can get along together. We can go through life together. That everything will, that we can not, we're not going to hate each other. You know, we're not going to
What a weird statement. I've never heard you say that.
No, and we didn't. So I'm saying it was good that we experienced life for a while with each other and found out how it worked out, you know?
That's a wild thing to say.
Well, okay.
I would have thought you'd have been like.
Dating.
I would have thought you would have said, like, there's two babies involved. These are the things that we need to be concerned about. You're like, you know, so we can work it out, so we can make sure we got along. Like, what?
There was a lot of things. I mean,
yeah.
What if your kids were jerks and I didn't like them? That's the joke I used to tell everybody. It's like, are you cool with that? She got two kids? Like, yeah. I said, you know, unless...
That was like a lot unless, of things the guys were saying, like, unless, oh my unless, gosh.
No, I had one or two, but that was like, I thought it was very clever to say like, hey, I don't know, maybe his kids are jerks and it might not work out, but no, kids are great. And it worked out. So.
And I love And it you. Worked out.
It's still working out.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. That was a great show to...
Good reunion.
Well, it was a great show to watch together and, like, start the podcast off with. I feel like that was really a big igniter in the propeller of the podcast starting, talking about that. So all the shows are in front of us.
Yeah, we've got
so much more because we've been doing a lot. Like, we watched June,
We watched too much stuff.
We've been watching so much stuff that... There's so much we haven't had a chance to talk about.
Right. Now we get to talk about it, and you guys can listen to
almost
it.
Almost feel like Love is Blind's out of the way, so we can check it off.
And then it'll be great.
Onward. It was great.
Onward.
See ya.
Bye.